On other issues, on Monday, the European Commission announced a new rescue package for farmers, particularly those in the dairy sectors, and the pig meat sectors, who are battling now with volatility in the market. It's a 500 million rescue package. What do you think of that?
For a start, I welcome it. Obviously, any assistance is welcome, but it's worthwhile to say that the dairy industry has paid back 816 million in super levies as of now. So in a way, we're recycling our own money, as it were. But nonetheless, any package is welcome. However, I believe we need to do more, and I'll tell you why. I'm not saying we need to do more for the sake of it, just to be able to say we want more. If we look at the situation, the European Union took certain political decisions, and the sanctions on Russia, and then the subsequent Russian ban on agricultural products. Farmers had nothing to do with that. Farmers had no hand, act, or part in it. And yet, all farmers, some more than others, but all farmers across the EU are feeling the brunt of that. So when we have the Vice President of the Commission coming out, Katainen, saying, you know, we don't want to touch intervention, we don't want to increase the price of intervention, or in fact, you know, get it up and running, because that won't deal with the market issue. I think he's fundamentally wrong, and I'll tell you why. Because the EU Commission and Council itself interfered in the market in a very direct way. So when you do that, you can't shrug your shoulders and say, let the market rightify itself and let other people suffer because of your actions. So fundamentally, his argument is wrong on that. And also, this Parliament, only 2 or 3 months ago, in Jim Nicholson's report, said very clearly that intervention prices are too low. They don't reflect what it costs to produce milk. So we need to deal with that also. I'm not suggesting intervention for a long time. We know where that can lead. We've been down that road before. But on a short-term basis, because the market will pay the intervention price. Of that we know. So that's the kind of assistance I think is needed now.
Can you just, on that point then, when you talk about intervention, can you describe what kind of intervention you think should be introduced?
Well, that would mean that there would be what we call a floor put on the price. At the moment, I think it's 21.4 cent. It could be 21.8. I forget what it is, but it's 21 point something. And, I mean, we would be looking for a minimum of 25 cent. That would hardly compensate Irish producers for producing the milk. In other words, they make no money at it. But at least it puts a floor under the market. Now, we also have the ending of milk quotas. That was a political decision. Okay, Irish farmers wanted it, but it was a political decision. So that has an impact on the market. And I suppose, finally, we have responsibility to take it home as well. Over the last number of years, there's been a lot of hyping, I would say overhyping, about Harvest 2020. Not from the perspective of what we can produce, we know that. But there's no good in producing goods if you can't have the market for them and if you don't get a price for it. And I suppose the final piece of that jigsaw, which is the longer term, is the chain, if you like, that begins with the primary producer and ends on the supermarket shelf. And everybody knows, it's the facts and the figures from the European Commission show that the slice of the cake that the primary producer gets has shrunk consistently over the last 10 to 15 years. There was a high-level group to deal with that in the last parliamentary term. It didn't succeed. It ended up with a voluntary code of conduct that's less than useless. Now the Commissioner's setting up another one. I need to see more than setting up another high-level group. This is the second one. This has to have teeth, and the Commission has to show very clearly that it's strongly behind it. So that's the longer term. But right now, if we ever needed evidence to show that action needs to be taken, there was a poll recently in the UK, and even if it is exaggerated a little, 47% of dairy farmers in the UK said they were getting out of dairy. Now, I'm not sure it'll be as high at home, but it will be significant. If that's what's happening, then, you know, where's Harvest 2020? Where's all this talk about, you know, agriculture helping to sustain our economy? The EU has interfered in the market. The Irish government has, I think, overhyped the possibilities for what farmers can gain, as distinct from what they can produce. And therefore, they also have a responsibility to help stabilise that market. Farmers are not going to make profit. They just don't want to make a loss.